Opera Company presents The Silver Theater. Starring Andrea Leeds and John Garfield in Escape from Tomorrow, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you on behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel welcoming you to the 21st of the new series of Silver Theater Mike Productions. Before we introduce today's player, we'd like to announce that next week, Silver Theater will star Herbert Marshall and Maureen O'Sullivan. And in the near future, you'll hear Joan Crawford, Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, Helen Hayes, and others. And now for today's story. The lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on Act One of the concluding episode of Escape from Tomorrow by Gene Pound and Graham Baker, starring John Garfield and Andrea Leeds as Dan and Wilma Morgan, with Lindsay McCary as Inspector McLaughlin.
You get it?
Yeah, I got it.
What's it say?
I nicked him. 15 years. Read it yourself.
Let's see, fella.
Dan Morgan, hero of the recent Atlantic plane disaster, was today sentenced to 15 years for participation in the robbery of the Eastern National Bank. The sentence was of unexpected harshness, inasmuch as Morgan had offered to turn state's evidence, naming the notorious Morelli brothers as the men who'd really committed the crime.
Arrest.
As a result, Tony Morelli, leader of the Morelli organization, is already in custody, and the other brothers, Joe, Mario, and Carlo, are being hunted by police.
15 years. That's good.
Good. What chance have we got to get at him behind 20-foot walls? I want to see him out and quick.
Yeah, maybe you've forgotten Tony, huh? Already on his way to Alcatraz because this kid don't keep his mouth shut.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe we don't have to wait so long. Look at this picture.
Huh?
Wife of condemned hero collapses. Wilma Morgan, young wife of convicted man, has shown us she fainted in court just as sentence was pronounced. Left to right, Dan Morgan, his wife, and Inspector Thomas McLaughlin, whose life Morgan reportedly saved when the transport plane in which McLaughlin was bringing Morgan back from the West Indies crashed in the Atlantic.
I don't get it. What's the copper got to do with it?
Nothing. But maybe the girl has. So Morgan goes away. Well, it's too bad. But his wife ain't going nowhere. And she won't be behind no walls.
His wife? You mean...
Look at that picture again. The both of you. Look good. Just so you're sure you can remember.
Morgan, Inspector McLaughlin has asked permission to be the one to take you up the line. Well?
I have to put the bracelets on you, son. Your left arm.
They go on easier here than they do in the ocean, don't they, copper?
Danny, you... Come on, lad. We've got a train to catch. Look, Danny, I know how you feel towards me, and I'm not blaming you. I promised I'd get you off, and then I couldn't deliver. But what I told you the other day in court still goes. I'm going to find a way to get you out.
Save the chatter, copper. You'll be needing it to convince some other sucker to turn himself in.
Look, lad, will you quit it? I haven't forgotten that you saved my life when that plane went down, Danny, and I'm never forgetting it. Why do you think I asked to be the one to take you on this trip today?
How do I know? Maybe... Hey, this isn't Grand Central.
You're right.
Well, what the...
You're getting out here, Danny. But first, I'm taking that handcuff off your arm.
Well, wait a minute, you...
I'm putting you on your honor, lad, and waiting for you while you're inside.
Inside? A church. That's swell. So I should go in and talk to the guy who fixes things, huh? Great.
Danny, you're going in there. Now.
Why should I?
See those two guys waiting there by the steps?
Yeah, what about them?
They're plain clothes men. If you remember, I promised you protection for your wife.
For Wilma? You mean Wilma's there inside?
And waiting for you. I couldn't let you stop off at your house, but after all, a church. Well, Danny, wait. You're on your honor, lad, and there's not much time.
Hey.
Danny.
Hi, funny face.
Oh, Danny, my darling.
Hi. Feeling okay?
Sure, darling, I'm swell. I was just afraid you might not get here.
Say, this ain't so bad. A church looks different when it's empty, don't it?
Uh-huh.
Where's the fella that's playing that music?
Up in the balcony, I guess.
Well, why didn't he learn to play?
He's practicing. Don't say anything. I like it.
Okay. But he still ought to learn to play. You sure you feel all right?
Yes, I am.
You're not scared or nothing?
Uh-uh.
Hey, this church ain't so bad. But I'd still take that little one in Nassau. You looked swell that day, you know?
Did I, Danny?
Sure. If you only hadn't balled, of all the stoops, balling at your own wedding.
Mac balled, too.
We'll leave Mac out of this.
Oh, Danny.
You sure you're okay, funny face? Shouldn't you maybe be in... at home, in bed, resting?
Look, Mr. Morgan. There are a couple of million babies born in this country every year. And their mothers don't all go to bed the whole time they're waiting for them to arrive.
Did the doctor say anything about when...
A long time yet. October.
Oh.
Then.
Huh?
We've got to talk about something else. While you're up there, darling, you're not to be afraid. For me, I mean. I'll be all right. I'll write you every day, and twice a month on Sundays I can come up...
You won't. You'll stay away from there. I don't even want you near the place. We'll wait till I get out. We'll wait, do you understand?
All right, my darling.
Well, I guess I better go now. How's about it, funny face? You coming to the station with me?
Let's say goodbye. Here, Dan.
Okay, kid. Take care of yourself.
Oh, darling. Darling.
Hey, cut it, will you?
Danny. Don't think I'm crazy, but before you go, won't you... I mean, will you say something, just a word maybe, to the guy who fixes things?
No.
Please, darling. There are times when there's just nothing else to do, when no one else can help. Please, Danny.
You heard me, no. I tried that stuff before. The guy that fixes things, huh? He fixed things, and how? 15 years.
Oh, it won't be that long, my darling. Max swears he'll have you out before October.
Max swore I'd never go up at all. But you needn't worry. They're not going to keep me in that place. Not when my kid's being born. I'd like to see him try it.
Danny, no. No, please. Please don't do anything crazy. Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to wait. I'll wait forever, Danny, darling, just so I know you're coming back to me. But you mustn't take any chances up there.
And she's right, Danny.
Max.
I'm sorry, Wilma, but I've got to take him now. Come on, lad.
Always have to bust in, don't you, Copper? Go on, go on. I'll meet you in the taxi.
Okay, lad, but... remember, we can't miss that train.
Well, funny face, this is it.
Yeah.
Look up here. That's the stuff. Okay, if I don't kiss you, I just want to remember you like this. Only I'll be pretending them tears ain't there. Because Mrs. M is a gal who can take it, sir.
Sure.
Now, turn around and look that way, will you? And don't say nothing till I'm gone.
Danny.
Hey. Yeah, that's better. Okay, funny face. So long. And just remember this. When that day in October comes along, a guy named Danny Morgan is going to be there. There's nothing in this man's world can stop him. That's in my life.
Danny. He doesn't mean it. Those things he said. He doesn't really mean a one of them. You've got to understand it. Help him. Please. If he won't talk to you, then let me talk for both of us. He didn't mean to blast him. I know he didn't, but you see, to Danny, you were... well, you were always the guy who fixes things, and he thinks you've let him down. Oh, I know you haven't, because... Because you couldn't. Not Danny. Not after the things you've done. What Danny saved 9 lives when that plane went down. You know that, don't you? You must know him. And that's why you've got to help him now. Without his asking. Please. Please, you've got to help him now.
In just a few seconds, Andrea Leeds and John Garfield will bring you the final act of their thrilling story of today. But before they do, I'd like you to go back with me some 90 years and picture the leisurely, orderly living of the people of that era. Now, the radio and the airplane was still unheard of. Great ladies are riding sedately in carriages instead of automobiles. And up in a quiet little Connecticut town, a group of artist craftsmen are turning out the finest silver plate this country yet has seen. Today's descendants of those early silversmiths, the present house of 1847 Rogers Brothers, adhere to the same high standards of quality and craftsmanship. One of their most popular creations is the pierced pattern lovelace. Graceful in line, with inspired orange blossom motif and sterling-like detail, lovelace is truly a pattern beautiful beyond belief. Yet lovely as it is, lovely as all 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate patterns are, you can afford to earn a complete surface very easily.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can now get a 62-piece service of gleaming silver plate at a saving of more than $14 over open stock price. But why not get the complete details from your silverware dealer tomorrow? Ask him to show you several different patterns and tell you about the easy, convenient payment terms. For today, you can make your dreams come true. You can easily own America's finest silver plate by 1847 Rogers Brothers.
Once again, the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the concluding act of Escape from Tomorrow, starring John Garfield and Andrea Leeds as Dan and Wilma Morgan. Several months have passed, endless, torturous months for Danny, determined to get out by whatever means and regardless of cause. Anxious, fearful months for Wilma, thinking ever of the danger to Danny if he fulfills his threat to break from prison. And then on a day early in fall...
Okay, Inspector McLaughlin, what kind of runaround is it this time?
I've got news, lad. News you ought to know.
Wilma?
She's all right, Dan, but only because my boys were on the job. The Morellis were after her.
Morellis, you mean?
They didn't touch her. There was some shooting, and Mary Morelli's dead. But the other brothers got away. I only tell you, lad, so that you'll know that when you do get out, you must be careful.
When I get out? You've been saying that for months. I'm tired of listening, see? You're going to get me a new trial. You're going to get me a pardon from the governor. You're going to...
Listen, Danny. The parole board meets October 1st. That's just a week away, and I'm going to make a new parole.
Suppose you save it, cop. I heard it all the time before. I'm getting out, see? And without your help...
Danny, no. No, lad, listen. You'll ruin everything.
But you gotta let me use that gun, boy. You gotta. Do you understand?
Easy, Danny, my boy. I got a rod, yeah. But the pal who got this gun in here to me forgot I never break that way. You're bunkered with an expert. I guess I busted out of more pins than you can move. But you gotta be smart, me bucko. If you walk out a door, that's one thing. When they catch you, you walk back in. But if you walk out over a skip or two, then when they catch you, you don't walk anywhere no more. No, son. We wait until we get...
I ain't waiting, see? If you won't use that rod...
Morgan, you wanted in the warden's office.
Okay.
The warden to speak to you alone in here because...
Never mind all that. What about my wife?
Wilma went to the hospital this morning, Dan.
The hospital?
The doctor wanted her there for observation. The baby's still not due for 2 days yet, maybe 3.
You're lying to me.
Why would I lie?
To keep me in here. To be sure I don't break. Well, I am breaking, copper. I said I'd be out when that kid is born, see? And there's no jail strong enough to stop me.
Easy, Danny. You're talking wild. You've got no way to get out.
I got a way. I got a rod in there. I mean...
What are you saying, lad? Well, you can't, Danny. If you've got all the guns in creation hidden away inside there, you mustn't use one. Not now, lad. It'll ruin everything. I tell you, this parole is on...
Tell me nothing. Sure, I can get a rod. I'm using it tonight. Now, go and tell the warden what I said. Go on and squeal on it.
Oh, Warden.
Yes, McLaughlin?
Warden, I've just been talking to Danny Morgan.
Yeah?
And there's something you should know.
Oh, what's that?
He's sick, Warden. I suggest you send him right to the hospital now, before he even gets back to his cell. The lad's in no condition to be left alone.
Good idea, McLaughlin. Thanks.
I've got it. It's fine sealed and in the bag.
Oh, Mac. Dan, does Dan know?
No, I'm on my way up to him now, but I have to stop with the news for you. How are you, girl? What does the doctor say?
Well, he isn't sure. Perhaps tonight, perhaps tomorrow.
Oh, well, either one, the lad will be there. You can be sure of that. Well, how's the patient, Danny boy?
You, of all the lousy double...
Now, wait a minute, lad. Suppose you look at this,
huh? Dan Morgan is hereby paroled to... You did it! You were lying, copper. You did it!
I say I did it, laddie. You're paroled in my custody.
Well,
the baby's due tonight or tomorrow morning, lad, so we're getting out of here and down to that hospital right now, the two of us.
As the state's parole board released Morgan in the custody of Inspector Thomas McLaughlin. Rumored as having strong influence with the parole board was the fact that Morgan's wife, Wilma, is hourly awaiting the birth of a child in St. Stephen's Hospital. Today's action reawakened speculation as to the whereabouts of the two survivors of the Morelli gang, which Morgan explained...
Turn that off! So I was right. Maybe we don't have to wait so long.
Huh? Now wait so long?
Look, Carlo. Tony is in Alcatraz. Mario, the cops get him, both because of Danny Morgan.
You mean that now we go to...
The way Danny Morgan's going. That's where we go. Come on.
Please let me wait as long as possible. Danny will be here. Mac went for him. He's...
Hiya, funny face.
Danny. Sister, will you please? Just for a minute. There must be that much time.
All right. Until the doctor comes back.
Darling.
I made it. Didn't I tell you I made it?
And Mac...
He's gone down to headquarters, but he'll be back. Hey. Hey. How are you? You okay?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'm well.
Is it pretty bad?
It's kind of like having about a million lights flash on at once. And so bright you just can't stand to watch them, then go out. Oh, only the lights keep coming on again.
Gee. Well, I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
How much longer did they say?
Pretty soon.
You're not scared.
You?
Who, me? When was I ever scared? Now, look, kid. You got to be thinking of one thing all the time, see? That house with fences.
A picket fence. Because that's the one kind kids can't crawl over. Remember when you said that?
Yeah. And there's another thing. I don't want no double cross from you, see, funny face? This has got to be a girl, see? So as I can call it Wilma.
I'll see what I can do. Mr. Morgan.
Hey. Okay?
Yeah, but... You better call the doctor.
Sure, kid. The doctor. Doctor, sister, hey. But you're sure about one thing, doctor. Nothing's more important than my wife. I mean, if...
Yes, son, I understand. And now I must go, sister. Will you show Mr. Morgan to the waiting room?
Of course. This way, young man.
Yeah. Good luck, Doc.
Same to you, son.
You'll wait out here. As you see, you won't be alone. Mr. Olafson's an almost father, too. This is Mr. Morgan, Mr. Olafson.
How do you do?
Hello.
You see, delay gets too trying, Mr. Morgan. I might suggest you watch the babies through the glass there. That's the nursery.
Is that where mine will be after spawn?
Yes, they're all of them tucked in there.
Gee.
We'll let you know just as soon as there's word.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
I think it's better you sit down. Maybe it'd be a long time.
Huh? Oh, I'm okay.
Oh, you first time here, no?
Yeah, first time.
I know. No, I can tell. Another fella here until 10 minutes ago. He first time, too. He go away just now. He go away crying.
Crying?
Yeah. His baby died.
His baby?
Chief.
Oh, you look at kids in there, huh? They're plenty cute. I looked too first 3 or 4 times in hell, but no, I...
Hey. Hey. Where's that coming from?
What?
That music.
Oh, a step just down the hall there. You forget, this is Church Hospital, yeah.
Well, there's a guy who can really play that piece.
Huh?
No. I'll just mumble him. Sister, is it...
Not you, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, it's for me, yeah?
Yes, Mr. Olsen.
What is it this time? A girl, a fleek, or no?
A boy, Mr. Olsen. A fine boy.
Oh, a boy. Too bad. $3 I lose. I bet my brother used to. I go see Helga now, no?
Yes, she's fine. You may go right into her room.
Ah, good. Oh, son. Good luck. And don't be too jumpy, huh? A lot of kids get born, yeah.
Okay, old timer. Thanks and congratulations.
Congratulations, and I lose $3.
Sister, just a minute. My wife, do you know?
I'm sorry. There's no more I can tell you.
Well, is she all right?
Yes, she's all right. You just have to be patient, I'm afraid.
Patient? Yeah. I'll just stick around and watch the kids through the glass there. Excuse me for bothering you.
It's no bother. And, son.
Yes, sister.
You mustn't be too afraid. That's not the way to help her. You must have a little tea.
Huh? Oh, sure. Thank you. Yeah. I guess this is one of those times she talked about.
One of those times.
When there's nobody else you can ask. Look, ma'am, you know how to put the words together better than I do. Do you suppose you could, that is...
Yes, son. I could and I will. I'm going to the chapel now.
Morgan.
Yeah?
Morelli.
Yeah, Morelli. Stand where you are and don't start yelling.
What do you want?
You hear that, Carlo? What do we want? 6 months we wait to find him and he asks, what do we want? Tony goes to the rocks because of him. Mario's dead and he asks, what do we want?
Let's get it over and get out of here, Joe. Just play.
I get it over soon enough. If you got a prayer to say, Squealer, say it now and quick.
I'm saying no prayer and you ain't shooting me, Morelli. My kid's being born in there and I'm sticking around until I see it.
Yeah? We got other plans.
Then you change them. Know what's inside this glass behind me? Take a look.
Oh, Joe, there's kids in there.
You bet there are a bunch of them. Go on, boys, and give it to me. Knock off a half a dozen kids while you're getting me. See how long before the coppers chase you down.
That's right, Joe. We can't plug them with those kids.
Shut up. All right, Morgan. It's up to you. I'm counting 5 and then I let you have it. If you move over so the wall's behind you, there won't be no kids hurt. But if you don't, it's up to you. Make up your mind. 1.
You'd do it, too, wouldn't you? Okay.
No.
I'm moving.
You came to see your baby, did you? Keep moving. 3.
I said I'd move. I'd move till I was clear, didn't I? So...
Joe! Hey, Colin!
Come outside! They did! They got him both from down below! Come on!
But Mac! Mac, he's hurt! Go on, I'll take care of Mac.
Sure, lads. Go on. Dannegan, you hear me?
Mac, you crazy fool. You walked right into it.
Yeah. Always was a cop who busted in at the wrong time, lad. You told me so yourself.
Yes, in here, Doctor.
It's no use, Doctor. No use, believe me. It'd be a waste of your time.
Mac, look, Mac, you're gonna...
Danny, tell me, lad, is it a boy or a girl?
Well, we don't know yet.
Yeah, well, when you find out, just slip a word to her. The guy who fixed the scene, huh? And you tell me.
Mac.
Oh, Doc.
I'm sorry, son.
Your wife, Morgan. You can go into her now.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Thanks. Mac, you'll...
We'll take care of everything.
Yeah.
Danny. Danny, those shots. I heard...
Morelli's. They got mad.
Oh, no, Danny.
Yeah.
But how?
He jumped in front of me. He...
Oh, Wilma.
I...
Oh, don't. 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 Don't you must.
And I was a heel to that guy, Wilma.
He didn't think so, Danny. He understood. He was a cop, Danny, but he was a swell one. And for anyone he loved like he loved you and me, well, Max Glad, Danny. I'm sure of that somehow.
Glad?
He swore he'd have you out to see the baby. Remember what he said?
Bet you my life.
And he didn't lose that bet, Danny. Not really. He wouldn't think so. Oh, darling.
Hey, what about you? I just went kind of crazy with what happened out there. Are you all right?
Sure. I'm swell. And Danny, hold out your arm. Here.
What's this?
You got your wish, darling. A girl.
Yeah? Gee. Gee. Hiya. Hiya, funny face.
Stars Andrea Leeds and John Garfield will be back to greet you personally in just a moment. But first, may we help you turn a dream into a reality. Listen to John Carter.
If you've ever dined at the home of a friend who owns Sterling Silver, you probably couldn't help envying her a little. Couldn't help wishing that your dinner table, too, could shine with genuine, solid silver. Of course, 10 or 15 years ago, a wish like that would have been pretty much of an idle dream. But today, it's easy to make that dream a reality. For International Sterling, creators of many of America's most exquisite solid silver designs, has a budget payment plan which makes it possible for you to buy a complete solid silver service out of income. Or you can start a service in International Sterling Silver with individual place settings, and month to month, add extra place settings until you have a service for 4, 6, or 8 as your entertaining needs demand. A single plate setting, beautifully wrought in the Enchantress pattern, 6 pieces of solid silver, costs as little as $16.75. But tomorrow, Monday, go wherever fine silverware is sold and get the facts firsthand. Look at Enchantress and other International Sterling patterns, too. Notice the painstaking detail, the indescribable richness and beauty of every one. Here is silver that will speak of your taste and love for worthwhile possessions every day for years to come. Silver as exquisite as any the world has ever created. Solid silver by International Sterling.
This is Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to meet our stars, Andrea Leeds and John Garfield, who at this moment are stepping out in front of our silver curtain.
Thank you, Conrad.
We want to thank you both for your fine performances in our play, Escape from Tomorrow.
Well, Conrad, it's been more fun than anything I've done in a long time.
You see, John, I told you, silver theater performers have more fun than anybody.
Well, you should know, Andrea, this is your third broadcast you've done for us.
That's right. And I almost forgot to tell you, since I worked for you on Silver Theater, well, almost a year ago, I've listened to most of your productions, and I think they're wonderful. Also, I became so sold on International Sterling that I bought a complete set of it for my home.
That's great. Hope Mrs. John Garfield's listening.
Well, you don't have to sell us, Conrad. Mrs. Garfield and I are both International Silver fans. Bet you my life.
Well, that's fine, John. Now, I'm afraid our time is up. Thank you, John Garfield and Andrea Leeds. We'll be looking for you on Silver Theater again in the near future.
Andrea Leeds, who appeared on Silver Theater through the courtesy of Samuel Goldwyn, will soon be starred opposite Gary Cooper in The Real Glory. John Garfield may currently be seen in They Made Me a Criminal, and his forthcoming Warner Brothers picture will be Juarez, in which he will appear with Paul Muni and Betty Davis. Next week, Silver Theater will star Herbert Marshall and Maureen O'Sullivan. Be sure to listen. In the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers. both proudly created by International Silver Company. Escape from Tomorrow was adapted for radio by True Boardman, with original music by Felix Mills. All incidents and characters in today's drama were entirely fictitious. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.